Morning.
Morning.
Okay, rolling on the Jets here. Been a while since we've seen them. They look pretty good. Starts with the pass rush. They're a really good defensive line. A lot of tackles for loss. A lot of pressure on the quarterback. Had a lot of impressive defensive stats in games. And offensively, Hall and Wilson really been targeted a lot. Handled the ball a lot. They're both really, really good players. And they got a lot of the skilled players too. The tight ends, Lazard, Izzy. Good football team. Played really well against Washington. Obviously some earlier in the year, but most recently against Washington. It was pretty impressive. So their line's having a good year. Just made like 25 in a row or something like that. Minus the one that was blocked. Gibson, explosive returner. So, well-balanced team that's got a lot of good things going for him.
Is today a shorter practice than maybe a normal Wednesday?
Kind of like last Wednesday. Kind of like last Wednesday. We got a few guys banged up here.
Manage a game in such a way, Bill, where those guys are banged up, or thinking about the offseason and next year for those guys and giving them less on that plate?
I don't think I really understand the question. See where the guys are going into the game, and based on where they are in that game, talk to them, talk to the medical people, and that's kind of what it is.
It's just given, the season, there's no playoffs ahead. Did you ever think about sitting a guy down, he's active, and clear technically?
Players want to play. Practice worked all year to play. If they can play, I would not play them. I think that's fair to the player. I don't know. Maybe you see it differently.
Just what has he brought to the offense?
Yeah, well, Bill's an experienced coach in our system in football. He's got a good background in a lot of different areas and can help in really all positions offensively, and as well as putting things together from a big picture standpoint.
Have you seen his outlook? Have you seen a growth in his
I feel like
as he's been the starter,
the ball
to get better. Do you
give that in part to Bill O'Brien? Yeah, sure. Bill does a good job with the quarterbacks. I think he prepares them well.
Mm-hmm. Just following up on Bill O'Brien for a moment. Yesterday he talked about the inconsistency of the offense, shouldered some of the blame for that. I'm wondering from your perspective for the team this year, with the performance in general, is that more on the coaches? Is it on the players? A bit of both?
Yeah, right now we're just really looking to put our best game out there against the Jets and look back the season after the season.
Have you had any conversation with Robert Kraft this week about your future with the team?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to working, getting ready for the Jets here.
Your team got eliminated from the playoffs, but they have played well since, particularly on defense. Are you particularly proud in how they've sort of responded and how they've followed your leadership the second half of the season here?
Yeah, these guys come in and work pretty hard every week.
I feel like Tyron Wade, the junior, would go today. Or do you plan on activating him?
No, I don't think so.
Now that Zappi's gotten a few starts, have you seen him grown more comfortable into the role? What have you seen him now that he's had a few opportunities?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely. The experience is always good for a young player. But each week's different. So what the Jets do and how we play the Jets is different than last week, the week before that, a week before that. So, yeah, there's some carryover, some learning, but there's also new things each week now.
Do you start thinking at all about whether he could be your guy next year, or when you start evaluating, who might be your quarterback beyond just week 18?
And right now we're getting ready for the Jets.
Do you expect Trent Brown to practice today?
Yeah, I don't think he's on the injury report.
Coach, I know you're not big into individual stats, but Demario Douglas has the most catches and receiving yards for a wideout in your tenure. Could you speak to his growth throughout the season and what you've seen from him?
Yeah, Pop's done a good job of absorbing different roles offensively, different positions, different roles, different type plays, and also some of the return game. But he's a smart kid, works hard, pretty instinctive player. So we've been able to do some things with him, variety of things with him.
Have you seen teams try to defend him differently over the last month or so now that he's maybe a little more established?
Yeah, you'd have to talk to those teams about how they game planned it or didn't game plan it. Yeah, I wouldn't say I've seen anything that specifically targets him, but maybe within a call they do. I don't know. You have to ask them.
Bill, you talk about the Jets defensive, but you've got a lot of young linemen who've had to play a lot of sacks. So, Moffy, Moe, required the fourth threat at the start of the season. Mm-hmm. Even Jake Andrews. Collectively, individually, how has that group of players progressed to this point?
On a baptism under fire. That'll be more this week. So, these guys are really good. They play a lot of different spots, so they, always matched up against the same guy. You got to block different players. And they're good. They rush the passer as well as any team we've played. So, with multiple guys, you got a lot of guys to stop. So, those guys learn every week. And young players to get experience. That experience teaches them things, and hopefully it'll pay off in the long run.
Bill, Juju Smith-Schuster went on IR last week. Obviously, I don't think his production's been what anyone would expect or thought it would be. Just what do you think happened with him this season? How would you describe his season?
Yeah, well, he won't play in this game, so just worry about this game.
Well, I think you have had three players start every game. David, Kyle, and Godchild. Just your thoughts on Godchild, what he's meant to us. Defense, especially
yeah, DJ's had a good year. Really professional player, prepares well every week, does a real good job understanding blocking schemes, who he's playing against, how different teams want to run the ball, even though it might be this sort of the same blocks. There's sometimes different subtleties in that and who the backs are, how they like to run. So he's really good with the other guys that he plays with in terms of helping them understand how the runs are going to get fit and so forth. So, yeah, he's done a good job. Had a good year.
What have you seen from Michael Williams this season in terms of progression? And he has expressed that he would come back. Have any talks going
on front? Yeah, I'm not going to get into any contract discussions.
What have you seen from him this season just in terms of his growth?
Yeah, started the year guard, and then we talked after the Las Vegas game, and started playing a tackle, and he's really embraced that, and I think he's had a pretty good year out there. It's not totally new for him. He's been out there before, but he's seen a lot of good players and done a pretty solid job, and he'll see more this week. So there'll be multiple guys out there that he'll face that are all good. Franklin Myers, McDonald, Johnson, Huff. So they got a lot of good rushers.
How trying has this season been an offensive tackle with four guys on injury reserve, moving pieces all over the place there?
Yeah, it's not the way we thought it would happen when we acquired some of the guys at the beginning of the year and then more, but that is what it is.
The fact that this is it, the final week of the season, what's your message been to the team just to keep them locked in with no playoff implications going into this week?
Same as every week. This week's about the Jets. Last week was about Buffalo. Week before that was about Denver.
Bill, after all these years, any love lost for the Jets?
I had a lot of respect for what Coach Salah's done. put together a pretty good team down there.
Bill, just curious, last game of the season, calendar is going to flip to the team building period at some point here. Would you consider using the last game of the season as almost an information gathering opportunity for some younger guys who haven't played a lot? You know, whether it's a bunch of guys, you know, Marco Wilson, you just acquired J.K. Hughes, or would you play those guys more than you otherwise might?
Yeah, we're going to get ready to play the guys that, you know, deserve to play against the Jets, and I think they all want to play. Play. All right, great, thank you.